Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Wednesday, February 9th, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 164, the third paragraph, the first sentence, "Abandon yourself to God as you understand God." We're going to be reading and commenting on that one sentence only today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Leslie M., 12 Traditions, Mary P. Reader of the text is Dion R. Lois P. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Laura R. The reference number for Tuesday, February 8th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,523. That's 18523. And for this morning, Wednesday, February 9th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 18,526. That's 18526. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Kaylee R., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. Thank you, John B., for your service. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Leslie M. And I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Step 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other OA groups, or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 164, the third paragraph, the first sentence, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. We're going to be reading and commenting on that one sentence only. I will now ask Dion R. to read that one sentence and then share on it to get us started. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, Don. Good morning, everyone. Hi, my name is Dion R., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. I am in awe of that one sentence. I'm glad my higher power doesn't make mistakes. That's all I can say. As I understand God, today I have a different understanding of God than what I did when I first came in to any recovery program in August of 1989. The guy of my understanding then was like I was in a ring ready to box with boxing gloves on, ready to fight any day, any time, and anybody that looked like him or talked about him. At the same time, putting on a happy face, like, oh, he is so good, he's good, taking kids to church and all that, and cursing him under my breath, because that's the guy that I did not understand. It was a God that my family told me, if I thought bad, if I did bad, they did the best they could. And we had a lot of outside influence in the family too that filtrated and molested our minds, not the truth of who my real higher power is today. With all that chaos that happened, I remember thinking back, when did I have a love? I remember up until the age of 3, I remember just feeling so close to nature and to God. And, of course, tragedy happened at 3 years old, and then life happened many years after that. So I do remember coming in the 12-step program, my sponsor said, keep an open mind. And that to me was foreign. It was like, no, my mind is set, you know. But and I remember hearing and listening, just coming and listening, and then I could choose my own creative intelligence or whatever I wanted to take me out. I even bought her higher power in times of stress and raising my children. But today, I on that process of relapsing and staying in relapse, like 20. Over 20 years, I finally surrendered in 2012, and I haven't returned back. You know, it's like trial and error. But the guy that I had today, that's the one I could abandon. I could lay it all down for him, and he takes good care of me. Even during the grieving process, a person in my life is distant right now, and I haven't ever felt this way before. So it's a grieving process, but I got abandoned. Oh my God, you must recover. Whether they do or not, keep going. So of course it's hurting, but I'm cocooning myself in the love of this program and my higher power. I'm still here. I'm still ready to do his will, but I acknowledge that it hurts, right? Because I know eventually my higher power is letting me know. You'll have wings to fly one day. So don't give up. Stay on the road to recovery. This is the road I have for you. And I trust that. And thank you, Don. Sorry for going over. But that's what I got, and I'm sticking with it. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Dion R. I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share in this one sentence. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this one sentence this morning?
Lauren Melanie C.
Wendy Bye. M.
Kristen R.
Was that Ronnie C?
Melanie C.
Oh, Melanie C.
Nancy L.
Wendy M.
Wendy M.
Kristen R.
Nancy L. Kristen
Lauren
R.
Grace Bond, New Jersey.
Lauren Grace. I
Robin
R.
P.
in New Jersey. Robin P.
Jennifer A.
Jennifer A. Okay, let's stop there. See if I missed anyone. I have Melanie C., Wendy M., Nancy L., Kristen R., Lauren Grace R., Robin P., Jennifer A. Did I miss someone? Okay. Let's go ahead with Melanie C., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I live in Oregon. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. You know, when I first came in these rooms, I was told that that I would be able to choose a God of my own understanding, and I didn't need to press it very hard. I could come through the steps, and it would really actually happen to me, but I didn't go that route. I was also told on page 55, the second paragraph, that fundamentally it's down inside of me, and then that's where I'll find that. And I just complicated the heck out of this thing. And I want to tell you that I really abandoned myself from God is what that's how I started things out. I just didn't think that it was going to be possible for me. And I really wanted it to be something completely different from the God of my youth, because I just botched that whole thing up and didn't know how to relate to it whatsoever. But being 16 plus years into this deal recovered, I have found over that length of time, the way that I clamored to find God was not necessary. It's certainly information I have in the past, but it wasn't necessary. It was really going to be a process, and it was going to take some time, and it was going to be through the idea of working steps on being more awakened each and every time I work steps to the glory and the majesty of what was really actually happening for me. And I've just been in awe. It started out, you know, asking every single person, well, how do you do your prayer meditation time? And where do you go to do this? And then feeling jealous because I couldn't do what they were doing. And then feeling also disturbed because I didn't know if I wanted this entity to be a male, and then of course the words in the big book, and they're trying to trick me and dupe me. All of those things were necessary processes to be able to move up and out and through to the God of my understanding that was going to be happening for me. I find today that it is no longer a luxury. It is no longer a debate. It is absolutely necessary for my existence, and it is deep inside me. It's coming into alignment and balance with the God that's inside of me and surrendering to that, and its joy and its beauty and its majesty, and it's miraculous. And it is absolutely changing a person like me, finding each and every day something within that day I knew that I would not do on my own, that something out there had to have done this for me, and I cling to it with all of my might, and it's too precious to lose. And so it's being enlarged each and every day to find out more, to study more, to feel more about its essence. And it is God of my understanding wrapped in the God of my youth, and that's a beautiful thing too. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Melanie C. from Oregon. Now, Wendy M., will you share with us, followed by Nancy L.? Good morning, Wendy. Star 1, Wendy. Okay.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Dawn. Can you hear me?
Sure, we sure can. Yep.
You can hear me now. Great. Okay.
Yes.
I like to be heard. So thank you, Dawn, for your service and everybody on the line. Abandon? Are you kidding? Why would I ever abandon myself to anything, right? I have an entire 58 years of controlling things, right? So abandon, just that word scares me, right? But here's the magic of that word, right? Is that the moment I get that, the moment I say, oh, I see what's going on, the minute I abandon myself, I get to free myself of myself, because I have to get out of the way. It proves itself that it continues to not work. When I'm in self, when I'm in the way, when I am running it, which I do when I'm scared, I don't get the freedom. I don't get the magic. And the minute I go, oh, it's all yours, God. It's all yours. Thank God I get to abandon myself. Thank God I get to get out of the way. Because I must. You know, when I make those 10-step calls, the answer is always, I'm in self. Not the answer, the problem. The answer is always, lean. This is an opportunity to lean into God, to trust God completely, to have faith in God. And when I do that, it's magic. It always works every time. And then it says, you understand God. Well, I consider God a verb, in the sense that the way for me to understand God, to get to God, to hear God, that intuitive knowing God, the way I do that is it's a verb. I experience God. When I pick up the phone, I call you, and I tell you the truth about something I've been lying about, that's understanding God. That is also abandoning myself to God. When I tell the truth, I get to God. I get to abandon self, get out of bondage. Is that time? Was that, I heard a little.
No, you have 50 seconds.
Okay, that's great. So, so God is a verb. Because I take action, especially telling the truth when I've been lying. God knows when I've been lying. So I abandon by telling the truth. This morning I sat down and I wrote to God, and God said, Wendy, just let it rip. Just tell me the truth. Just tell me what's going on. Because when I'm lying, I am running the show. I am holding on as tight as possible to my outcome. And when I make a 10-step call, when I pick up the phone, when I take your call, those are the verbs, those are the actions that I do to experience God. And it's always right. And I always say, God, surprise me today. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. Nancy L., please share with us, followed by Kristen R.
Oh, thank you so much, moderator, and thank you for Team Wednesday for helping put this meeting together. Yes, I had this story going on in my mind about this sentence. I'm hearing some echoing, so maybe nobody else is. When I was around 6 years old, I fell on some cactus, and my hand was just covered with those little needles. And not only that was painful, but I was allergic to those needles, so my hand was swelling and getting red. And I remember just crying and crying and telling my mother, no, don't take them out. Just put some gauze around it. And my mom's like, put some gauze around your hand and leave in those needles. I'm saying, yes, yes, yes. Eventually, I was in so much pain, I did surrender. I just gave up. I handed my hand to her. She took it in her hands and one by one started pulling out these prickly, painful, very painful. And that's how I feel about my program. It's like most of the time, I don't want to surrender. That's just, what can I say? I'm an only child. I never had to surrender to anybody or anything, but because of program and the words in this book and me believing those words, believing what these people say, I have received my freedom by a daily surrender. This morning I woke up. My husband may be heading for the surgery today. I'm not sure. He's having something going on with his jaw. But I'm not going to eat over it. I surrender everything to the Lord. I surrender everything to Him today and go on in victory. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. Kristen R., share with us now, followed by Lauren Grace R. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. My name is Kristen R. I'm from Virginia. And I just wanted to share this morning about surrender, because I'm struggling right now to surrender. I got abstinent again about 2 weeks ago after a relapse of about 2 years. And it took me a long time to admit that I had relapsed. But now I'm putting down the food and I'm trying to work my program. And I'm really struggling with understanding my higher power. And I hear people say that you have to accept that you won't understand it. But it's very hard for me to trust. You know, I trusted in Starbucks. I trusted in restaurants. I trusted in food to take care of me. It's just been very difficult to make that transition from relying on food to relying on my higher power and not relying just on myself. So I'm just grateful today to be back in the program. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for outreach calls. If anyone wants outreach, can do an outreach call to me, I would be very grateful. And I'm grateful for this meeting. So thank you. I pass.
Kristen, did you want to tell what state you're calling from?
From Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, very good. Sorry if I missed that.
That's
great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kristen R. from Virginia. Lauren Grace, now please share with us, followed by Robin P.
Hi, this is Lauren Grace B. from New Jersey. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. This is such a powerful line to me and so much what I need to be reminded of today. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. And I have next to that surrender, but I thought abandoning is even more than surrender. Surrender is an act of the will to turn something over. But when you abandon something or someone, you leave. You just walk away from it and you don't, maybe you don't even think of it, but you are just completely leaving it behind. And I thought of that today as I read this, abandon yourself to God. So I just got the picture of me just walking away from myself and heading toward God. Yesterday was a day of self-will run riot. Thank God I didn't eat over it. what I chose to do instead was follow directions, and I was very sad with over a legitimate loss, but where I was taking it was not legitimate, and I realized God, I prayed and God showed me I had a resentment, and I used the process in the big book to working through that resentment, and through that process, I just saw my own selfishness and lack of gratitude towards someone who's absolutely wonderful in my life. And I was selfish in a way that this person had done the same thing for me that I was resentful that I was being asked of to do for him. And I just, my eyes were just opened and I was so grateful. And then the second part, as you understand God, God is revealing more and more of himself to me. And as he reveals more and more, I realize how less and less I know about him because he's so big and so amazing. As the big book says, he's the creator. So there's so many mysteries in this world we do not understand. And he is the person that created him. So how would I think I could understand him or his ways or his thoughts and put him into a box of my own will and my own understanding? It makes no sense. And the further I walk with him and in this program, I'm realizing that the less I know. And theological truths that I once would have bet my life on now, they're just falling away. And it's becoming very simple. His will, his way every day, and loving him and loving others as he has loved me. And I am grateful, grateful, grateful for this meeting. It's made all the difference for me. God's used it in a mighty way. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lauren Grace B. from New Jersey. Robin P., will you share with us now, followed by Jennifer A.? And before Robin P. shares, I just wanted to remind people we're on page 164, the third paragraph, just that first sentence only, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. And we're commenting on that one sentence. So good morning, Robin. Please share with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much, Dawn. Thank you for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm Robin P., and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And, you know, I abandon myself to God as I don't understand God. You know, it's just, I don't have to understand God. I just get to continue on the faith walk and act as if. And so many times it's the open door. It's working my steps and seeing what's God's will for me. And I feel like it's been such a faith walk. You know, even moving here, you know, we worked the steps, my husband and myself worked the steps on moving to Costa Rica, on literally every big change that we make, you know, and it's such a blessing to have that guidance in our lives, to be able to abandon ourselves to a power greater than ourselves and to the care of God. I always think of that with a third step, you know, I turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And, you know, for those of us who grew up in child abuse, and it's a whole new ball game. You know, it's a positive life force instead of the negative. And also praying only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. That 11th step keeps it so simple. And, you know, sometimes I you know, when I'm faced with a decision about what to do, sometimes I feel disappointed the way that something looks like it's turning out, that I can't do this or I can't do that. But then something else shows up that I can do. And that's part of abandoning myself to God. You know, if I'm turning my will and my life over to his care, then I know that everything that's happening is for my best. And, you know, we came to Costa Rica. I starred on Broadway for a long time when I was younger, when I was 15 years, for 15 years I did that. And I haven't performed in a Broadway musical in a couple of, like, 30 years, I would say. And we came here, and someone just asked me to be one of the leads in a show here. So who knew I would come to Costa Rica and perform in a Broadway musical? And that's how God works, by abandoning myself to God. These things that can only be God show up in my life. And I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful to be abstinent. And I'm so grateful to be your cover. God bless everybody with a really blessed and abstinent day. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Jennifer A., please share with us now, and then I'll be opening up the lines to take some more names. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's Jennifer A. calling from California. I'm so grateful to be here this morning and to be on this meeting. And when I saw that it was just that one line, it just really touched my heart. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. And for me today, you know, my understanding of God has grown so much, and it is so big. Sometimes I can't even put into complete real thought what that God is to me. It also made me think of how it talks about in the big book about we stood at the turning point. You know, so many times in my life I've stood at the turning point and had to make that decision or made that decision to abandon myself to God as I understand God. And for me today, the God of my understanding is so big, and I cannot live without that God. And it makes me think of how I came to OA, you know, just living my life, abandoning myself to God as I understand God. Sometimes it works me, and it works me without even being conscious of it, and just running into this woman in the grocery store who I knew, who shared with me this message about this meeting, and I knew that it was God. I knew that it was God telling me where to go and what to do next, because I was so distraught, and I was so desperate, and didn't understand about compulsive overeating. I just knew that I was binging, and I couldn't stop, and it had taken me over. And by abandoning myself to God, as I understand God, I get to be here today with all of you, and I get to be walking the walk with the higher power of my understanding today. And, you know, life throws things our way, and, you know, I get to one more time at a deeper level, abandon myself to God as I understand God and walk through some very uncomfortable things in my life. And I've been abstinent, and there's maybe a couple of times where Ben and Jerry have tried to seduce me, but I've been able to turn to that God of my understanding and just continue on the path, abandoning myself to God, not knowing what that next step is going to be. But the words in this big book and the God of my understanding have just assured me that it's going to be okay. I just have to trust. I just have to keep on the third step prayer and the seventh step prayer, and just keep abandoning and looking at practicing these principles in all of my affairs, so that I can get out of God, out of my own way, and allow God to come through and show me one more time what the next right thing is to do. So I'm so grateful to be here, and I just even though I can't see any of you, I feel you through the God of my understanding, and I'm grateful. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Jennifer A. from California. And I'm now going to be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on the one sentence on page 164, the third paragraph, the first sentence there only, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. And we're sharing on that one sentence. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Margo.
Donna B.
Elaine G. Donna B.
Denise D.
Okay, let's pause there. I have Elaine G., Donna B., and who did I miss?
Denise D.
Amy N.
Denise B.
Laura R.
And who was before Laura R? Okay, I have Elaine G., Donna B., Denise B., and Laura R., and there was another voice in there.
Amy N.
Amy N. Okay, very good. So Elaine G., please go ahead and share with us, followed by Donna B. Good morning, Elaine.
Thank you. This is Elaine G. from New York, Eastern Standard Time. I just had a talk with my sponsor about my son, who's alcoholic. And I didn't really know what to do about him, his disrespect and this and that. And she said to me, you know, like, ask God what you should do about having to do with your son. And because I really don't know what to do. I mean, what I was doing was not good. I mean, like, when he would talk and I would react and, you know, and then the conversation would elevate and that wouldn't be a good thing. But anyway, having to do it, abandon myself to God on everything. Many times I do not know what to do about everything, a lot of things. And I just ask God when things I really need to do to show me the way or give me the willingness to do these things. Because many times, you know, part of me is like, I think it's my disease that's telling me you don't want to go swimming, no. I mean, the water's too cold, you know? So meanwhile, I'm listening to my, I just call it crappy disease, and I'll go in, even though it's a little cool, but it would be good for me to go, you know? But anyway, and then also, I didn't do my exercises the other day, because, again, I listened to my disease. I said, no, you don't want to do it, you know? But I felt it, you know? So I did it yesterday, not yesterday. Yeah, I did it yesterday, but the day before I didn't. Anyway, most things, I ask God what I should do or give me the willingness. I abandon myself to God completely. Thanks.
Thank you, Elaine G. from New York. Now, Donna B., will you share with us, followed by Denise B.? Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. This is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic calling from Denver, Colorado. This is a tough sentence for me. I do everything that I have been asked to do, and I continue to practice all of the things. I pray, I meditate, I adhere to my food plan without exception, I sponsor others, I do service, I go to meetings, I am deeply devoted to my fellowship, and I don't understand God. I really, really don't understand God. And there are times where I'm comfortable sitting in mystery. There are times in which the mystery is totally okay with me, where I can say, I don't understand God, but I am a witness of the miraculous in my life and in the lives of others. And there are other times in which I get angry at God. There are times like now in which I'm really struggling to understand why we die, why we get sick, why we age, why we experience loss. You know, sometimes life just brings, it's sort of compounding. My dad is in a rehab facility. He fractured his femur. My father-in-law at 81 had an emergency appendectomy. I was in the emergency room Friday night after 3 or 4 days of abdominal pain. Just visiting the rehab facility, you know, it's like walking through the hallways and just being a witness to aging and death. It really makes me question why. And why? But despite all my questioning and my anger, which I believe my higher power can endure and has space for, I cannot deny the miraculous. So I do the things, sometimes out of routine, sometimes out of practice, sometimes out of hope, and sometimes out of abandoning myself. This life is better than any life I've ever had before. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Donna B. from Colorado. Denise B., please share with us now, followed by Amy N. Good morning, Denise.
This is Denise D. from Florida. And the reason that I'm speaking today, it really struck me between the eyes, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. I'm having a resentment in my life over something that someone in the fellowship who is a family member who is close to me is doing. And, you know, I have written about it, and I've prayed about it, I've talked about it. And, you know, abandon yourself to God. And that keeps coming up for me. Turn it over. Let go. Let God. And to be relieved of that preoccupation with this event and to actually forgive my loved one and just to be at peace with what's happening, even if I don't approve of it, even if I don't really understand it, that it's not my place to say, I think you're making the biggest mistake ever here. And also to let go of the judgment that she doesn't seem to think my opinion is important about this situation. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't she value my input? And I think that is causing as much grief as the decision itself. And so I really do need to turn it over and let go and let God. And this sentence is hitting me between the eyes with this particular instance. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise D. from Florida. Amy N., please share with us, followed by Laura R. Good morning, Amy. Press star one.
Good morning.
Sure.
Good morning.
We can hear
you
now. Yep, we sure can.
Okay. This is Amy N., originally from Ohio, now from Florida as well. I am really, really grateful for this meeting and also for this reading today. It strikes me how funny it is that I was really good at abandoning myself to the I had no issues with that. I completely abandoned myself to it, lost almost everything in my life, relationships, my sanity, everything. And yet somehow when I'm asked to abandon myself to God or to my higher power, it is so hard, or at least gives me pause. Definitely did in the beginning of my program, and now has become easier the longer I'm in program and can actually and realize now that I can trust my higher power. And it seems like the more that I'm actually willing to abandon myself, the more I'm willing to abandon myself because I realize that my higher power is not going to let me just fall on my face, but actually can be trusted and way more than the food. And this past, I think I just need to, remember today. My sponsor reminded me as I've been going through a lot of, and, my compulsive overeating brain tells me food is the answer, no matter what it is. You know, food's going to make me feel better. If I take out this food, if I do whatever, then, you know, my dis-ease is going to go away. And my sponsor reminded me that it's not about the food. Ultimately, I do have to be abstinent, but food is not the answer for me and never will be. Working my program and working with other compulsive overeaters is what the answer is for me. And whether or not my brain tries to tell me food's the answer, it can't be trusted. So I have to have another compulsive overeater go with me into my brain. And the other day, I did exactly as my sponsor suggested, and I reached out to a newcomer, and it was amazing how my sanity was restored. And when I wasn't focusing on the food and was focusing on my program, the food falls into place. So I'm just grateful to be able to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy N. from Florida. Laura R., please share with us.
Good morning. Excuse me, Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. What a great meeting, and what an awesome sentence. I love God, I guess, because for so long I was so lost. And, you know, it reminds me of the sentence in Bill's story where he just said, I admitted for the first time that of myself I was nothing, that without him I was lost. And I just didn't know how lost I was until I was found. I just was so confused, you know, so confused at that spiritual malady that was just inside of me, that restless, that irritable, that discontent, that dis-ease, you know, that I had for so long. And I don't know why, you know, my mom talked about God, and I'm like, whatever, mom, you know, whatever, mom, until it got painful enough, as we heard someone share earlier today. Like, it just got so painful. Thank God for the pain. Thank God for, like someone was sharing too, that God's deep down within, because I had a conscience, like what I was doing was not working anymore. And it was making, it was just compounding the shame and the blame and the guilt and the, just the dis-ease. And it just was just too much. And I'm so glad I called my mom and said, Mom, what's that God that you were talking about? You know, I humbled myself just a smidge and, you know, started on a journey of church pretty much, because I didn't know where else to go. And then God brought me, I've heard this before and I love it, you know, God brought me to the rooms, to OA, and OA brought me to God. And it was like, holy smokes. And, you know, like we've heard everyone chatting about, like, it's just been a journey. And thank gosh for, you know, in the, I think it's in the 10th step where it talks about that this is not an overnight matter. It continues for a lifetime, and we're supposed to grow in understanding and effectiveness. And, it almost brings tears to my eyes just to talk about abandoning myself to God. It's hard because it says rebellion dogs are every step, right? Like I will get in my own way all the time, but luckily just recently, yay, you know, got into some pain. I had absolute terror, just came over me, and it was, you know, and I just had lots of anxiety. And thank gosh, you know, I picked up the spiritual kit of tools laid at my feet. The first thing I did, I should have prayed. Well, I actually did. I was praying, but it was just, it's too much. So I called my sponsor. I was like, help. And, you know, getting just some guidance from her and doing some writing. And then I got in the child's pose and just started breathing and was like, you know. And what was so great is just, it's a shift happened. You know, the power of God happened. And it doesn't happen all the time. And I, you know, that's why I keep coming back and try to grow. And I love morning meditation. I mean, again, we've been given a kit of spiritual tools. Thank you. If I grab onto them, I will learn more one day at a time and with you all. And that's what's so beautiful and without it passing.
Thank you so much, Laura R. from Colorado. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Lois P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.